Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, Better Together with Maria Menounos fans. It's not Maria Menounos. It's Mr. Maria Menounos sitting in for my lovely and talented wife, with the great Kelsey Alexander Meyer.
Wow, thank you. Hi, Kev.
Hi.
How are you doing?
And we're presenting you part two of our amazing interview with the great Dr. Laura Berman. Mm-hmm. And man, she dropped some heavy information on us in part one. Life-changing, dare I say, Kelsey.
I agree.
For anyone who believes in Ascension Syndrome or is feeling a little off in these times, I think she provided us with a lot of clarity.
Yeah.
And then in this episode, even a better understanding of people, relationships, and if you're an empath, how you can survive or cope better. Maybe even thrive.
Maybe even thrive.
All right. Well, we're just going to let the interview speak for itself, and then we'll come back with some closing thoughts. How does that work for you, Kelsey?
I think that's great. Enjoy, you guys.
Okay. Love languages.
Yeah.
We're just hitting the list.
Yeah.
You want to walk us through them? Yeah. Walk us through them.
Well, let me see if I can remember them all. There's gifts.
Physical touch.
Words of affirmation. Quality time.
Acts of service.
And I think that's it. There are five love languages, right? Mm-hmm. And there's even a quiz. This all comes from Gary Chapman's book, The Five Love Languages. I'm a fan of it to a point. It's very... It only takes you so far, but it's unbelievably powerful. And it's great to do even on your kids. Like, it has helped me so much to know what my kids' love languages are.
And by love language, we mean how your children or how these other people communicate.
How your partner, what lands as love to them, right?
Oh.
So when I love my husband and do loving things toward him, my natural instinct is going to be to love him the way I like to be loved. That's what occurs to you, right?
Right.
I would love it if someone, you know, scratched my back, so I'm going to scratch his or whatever. I would feel really loved if my partner made this huge romantic gesture, so I'm going to make it to you. And I hear this from couples all the time, you know, where they're like, she keeps saying that I need to be more romantic and I need to show her more love and I bring her flowers once a week and I call her, you know, but that's not her language of love, right? So understanding how each of you experiences and feels loved informs you so that you understand, like my husband's, which is not at all mine, are words of affirmation. So I learned how to be really skilled at giving very robust appreciation and giving a lot of it, because every time I do, he feels loved. And that's his language of love, right? For me, it's physical affection and quality time, right? You kind of have a primary one and a secondary one. But I would encourage you, and I know, you know, we only have so much time. I could talk for hours about this. The five love languages is a great place to start. But I also encourage you to explore Enneagrams and human design.
Oh,
the best.
Let's discuss, please.
We had a human design girl on.
Oh, it's so much
fun.
Oh,
my God.
And that really was a profound shift for me. And I only discovered human design in the past couple of years. I am a generator.
Okay.
Can we back up on define what these things are? Kids.
Okay.
Sorry.
So human design, and you know, people can listen to the podcast you did. Okay. So human design is kind of, it's based, all of these things. So human design is kind of based on your birth date and time. It's almost like an astrological sign, but it's so much more robust. And it was downloaded by this guy, I don't know how many decades ago. And it takes into account, like, it's this crazy complex algorithm of sociological, anthropological, cycle. I mean, it's kooky. Like, this person had a visitation or something. I don't know how he came up with this. And when I tell you, it is insanely accurate and unbelievably freeing because, so there are different types. There are manifestors, generators, projectors, and manifestor generators, right? And what happens is because of society, because of our family, because of our stories, whatever, we want to be a certain thing, right? Like I, you know, a projector who is someone who is more like in the support role, someone who really is designed to, like, I think you're probably
projector.
A projector.
I think so too.
Someone who is in the background, who is supporting, who is making all the things behind the scenes work. But what's important about that is that if you're a projector who has a story, you should be a generator or a manifestor generator. Like a generator is someone who just loves the ideas and comes up with all this creative inspiration and has all of these ideas and things they want to share and things they want to create. But they are not at all a projector. You know, they are not at all in their genius when they're doing the logistics of their lives, right? And so a generator really needs a projector. And a projector really needs their support to be acknowledged and their advice to be valued. And so you start to really understand what's important to you, where your strengths are. And so when you understand that, not only about yourself, but about your partner, like I have a producer, Sam, on my podcast, who is a projector. Thank goodness, because she's an amazing projector. And so I know, I make it a point to not only listen to her advice, because projectors have amazing intuitive and smart advice, but I articulate my appreciation. Because projectors really, they want to be listened to and have their advice valued. That's a huge part of their self-worth and their job satisfaction and everything else. So I make it a point, even if I'm thinking it and wouldn't, or, oh, that was good, you know, or I would listen to what she said and go on to the next thing. I try to make it a point to be like, yeah, that's really good advice. If I think that, obviously I don't blow smoke up her butt, but that's an example. So when you understand that about yourself, your partner, your children, now the Enneagram is a whole other story.
Backing up so on the fun. Human design thing, can you be more than one of those things? I know people who are,
We have strengths in all of these. There's, if you go to, if you just Google human design, I don't remember the name of the website. I just did a podcast on my show about this and I put it in the notes. But if you go, there's a website where for free, you just put
in
your,
my human design.
Yeah. Myhumandesign.com or .org. Yeah. If you just go there and put in your birth date and location and time, it gives you a whole report on what you are. And it doesn't mean you don't have the other things too, but this is your sweet spot. And it helps you release those things that you've been trying to do that you just aren't good at or aren't working for you. It helps you really step into your genius and claim it and understand it. And it helps you understand the people you care about better either. Also, when you learn what they are.
Got it. And projector, manifestor. What's a manifestor versus a generator?
They're both. I know it was crazy when we did it because Maria Pooja and I are all man gens. So we're all manifesting generators. Maria and my chart was like wild similar.
Yeah.
And we both were like, yeah, that makes sense. But it makes sense because a lot of our geniuses are the same.
Yes.
Which sometimes doesn't work for us.
Right.
But thank God you have the projector here.
But truly. So yeah, they're all just slightly different. Like Dr. Laura said, it's fascinating because, like, obviously Maria and I are both man gens, but also we can.
But what is
a manifestor generator is someone who has all the creative inspiration and the ideas and everything, and makes that shit happen, mm-hmm. manifests it.
Can kind of be thrown into anything.
Can be thrown into any situation and do well and makes it happen.
And generates the...
Yeah. Right? The generator is someone... I really wanted to be a manifestor generator. That's what I was trying to be. Mm-hmm. And I would get so frustrated because I would have all this creative inspiration and all of these ideas, and I would start creating them, but it wouldn't necessarily manifest all the time, right? It wouldn't manifest into a book or a show or a...
So you're a manifester?
I'm a generator.
You're a generator. So you generate the ideas, but you need other people to execute them.
When I realized that, I stopped trying to be a one-stop shop. And I started calling in people who can not only deal with the logistics, but operationalize and bring out what I'm creating.
Do you think that some of these things, I mean, I guess it's if it's in the your birth chart, it's in your birth chart. But I think some of these things, like I just had to adapt. I didn't have a choice. Yeah. I had to become some of those things.
Exactly.
Because someone had to pick the ball up and run. But you know, like...
No, go ahead.
Well, that's what was so fascinating to me about it, because you could totally justify it based on your childhood, right? Mm-hmm. Or you could justify it based on your soul's journey and what your soul signed up for.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
And it was so fascinating to me that it actually fits. And I've had my friends do it. I've done it for my kids. I've had clients do it. It fits so perfectly. And it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to, okay. Now, Enneagrams.
Yes.
Enneagrams so are ancient. The Enneagram is thousands and thousands of years old. It was brought to this country probably in the 1970s. It is a system of like 9 different types. And there are all sorts, if you Google, you know, what Enneagram number I am, because there's numbers 1 through 9. If you you can find these quizzes that actually will tell you what number you are based on this personality test. One of my favorite, and of course here I am with my name, but I'll tell you the title. One of my favorite books that I love, and I learned so much about the Enneagram through, is The Road Back to You, is the name of the book. And if you read it, you will recognize yourself. And what I love about it is that it also shows you what wounds, where your weaknesses are, where your wounds are, what happened to you or what likely happened to you in childhood, right? So like I'm a 2, which is kind of the helper, the codependent basically is the two, right? And what's cool about it, it's on a circle of you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9 at the top, right? And then it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then there are these arrows between the numbers. So like a 2 goes to 8 when the unhealthy 8. There's a healthy part of a 2, for instance, and an unhealthy part of a 2 of every number, right? And so when you're in your trigger as a 2, you're going to go to the unhealthy 8, right? My husband is an 8. 8s are the directors. They are in charge. They are strategic. They have amazing advice. They are in charge, right? And when they're in their shadow self or in their trigger, they can be angry or controlling or critical, right? And so when I understood about him, for instance, because most of the time he's in his genius and not in his shadow, but just like everyone else, right? He goes into his shadow sometimes. And then I would get all codependent and crazy when he would get into his, right? We would trigger each other. When I learned, and I remember reading in that book and it changed everything, it said, the 8 does not, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but it said the 8 does not need to control everything. They just don't want to be controlled. Ooh. There is a huge difference. Right. Mm-hmm. And that changed it because I had all these stories like, you're being a control freak. You're, you know, I'm not going to be controlled. You know, it was like that whole battle of wills. And when I realized, oh, no, he doesn't want to control me. He just doesn't want me to control him.
Right.
That's a big difference. Right. So that's an example of how understanding not only your number, where you go in health, where you go in trigger, what it looks like when you're at your best, what it looks like when you're at your worst, but you also understand that about your partner. It's unbelievably powerful.
And this is the road back to you, this book, you think?
That's the book that...
It really speaks to me. That's a full body yes for me.
Can't wait for you to take it, Kev. Yeah. I'm so curious what you are.
I want to get this book.
Yeah.
I'm a 7.
You're a 7?
7 and 2 is my second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Can't and then wait. Your kids, right? Like one of mine is a 5. One of them is a 3.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it helps me really understand them.
Dang.
Pooja, what are you? Do we know?
I don't
know.
Yeah, I'm a 7 and I'm also a wing 2.
You're a 7 too?
Yeah, that's wild.
Wait, which one is the 7? I don't think
enthusiast.
I know.
Enthusiast.
Oh, the enthusiast.
We don't like being bored.
We do not like to. Pooja and I are so similar.
Our it's human crazy. Design charts were basically the same, except for maybe 2.
What's Maria? I think she may be a 3.
I don't know what her Enneagram is, actually. 3 would make sense.
But you do, I'm going to take it over to Kelsey now because how Kelsey's like, me and Pooja are a lot alike. Then she's like, me and Maria a lot alike. Then she's like, me and Kevin are like,
all of
ours. But no, I'm getting to another point because she's a super empath and she is. She's not lying. But let's talk about when you're that big of an empath. And you said before we started the interview, when you are an empath, and would you say you're not in control of it?
Well, I was accusing you of not being in control of your empath.
Right.
Because you were saying that when you're in, I was asking you what it's like to be. Come back to LA from Connecticut, and you were saying the energy is so frenetic here.
Yeah.
It's hard for me, right? And it would be hard for any empath is always an empath is someone who can feel the feelings of everybody else around them and the collective, and it's an intuitive gift. It's amazing, but it's a very hard life because you're feeling all the shit of everyone all the time.
Yeah.
And so what I mean when I say you're not in control of your empath is that you are at the effect of all the energies around you. And it doesn't have to be that way. And because most of us never questioned it, didn't even know we were empaths or have no idea that there's a way to protect yourself. It's literally about putting an energetic force field around yourself is how I would describe it. From the moment you wake up, put yourself in a bubble.
Okay, so I'm going to back up for 1 second because I think a lot of our audience, the Heal Squad, are
empaths
and they're who are not in control of it. And I don't think I am, and I don't think...
Me neither.
Okay, so Kelsey, speak for her. So, okay, so now that we know we're like that, let's start with, what do we do to deal with this, which is wake up in the morning and we're going to put a protective force shield around ourselves. How do we do that?
So before you even get out of bed, you know, you can do this in lots of different ways. As I've continued to build a spiritual practice and a kind of two-way relationship with spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, my name for it is Holy Oneness. I sort of say it as a welcome to the day and as a prayer, right? So I'm opening my eyes to live in the world with love and abundance and connection. I'm calling in my angels and my guides, you know, to surround me. And I'm creating a bubble around me of beautiful violet protective light that is like a filter where only what I want goes out and only what is aligned with the highest frequency of love comes in. And no other energy.
And you're doing this in bed? You sit up in bed and do it?
I just like before, as I'm opening my eyes, before you pick up that phone or anything else. But you can do it at any time. I just like starting the day that way.
Do you speak it or think it?
It depends. If there's no one else in the room, I speak it sometimes. But sometimes I just say it silently. I do find that speaking it out loud, if you can, gives it a little more, to me, it feels a little more oomphy, but it certainly doesn't have to be. And then it's also for an empath, especially, you know, if you think about, like I was saying before, we're all energetic beings. What's happening with an empath, we're all in training or matching each other's frequency until we learn to hold our own, right? And so what the empath is doing is like a ping pong, crazy bouncing all over the place, matching, because they're feeling and sensing unconsciously, not to mention consciously, everyone else's energy. And then they're being affected by it and matching it, right? And so you're like an ungrounded electrical cord. You ever seen those where they're whipping all over the place? So it's super important also to ground your energy, right? And I have meditations on my website. If you just go to drlauraberman.com to the Quantum Love page and look at the meditations. Super simple. You're just like, it takes a few minutes. You're taking some deep breaths. And as you breathe in, you imagine light flowing in through your body. And as you breathe out, you shoot it out your tailbone deep, deep, deep into the earth and kind of ground it there. Because your body, your energy body, in order to, for you to feel stable and centered amidst the chaotic energies, you don't only want the force field, you want your body, your energy body, to be super grounded.
And I've heard people even do it in the shower.
Uh-huh.
Imagine a white light around them in the shower, they taking that time to build their force field.
Yeah.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. I'm sure you've heard about probiotics. We recently partnered with Just Thrive. Tina Anderson is the mastermind behind this extraordinary product. Why do we need a probiotic?
The world we're living is so disruptive to our gut health, from antibiotics that we take, from Roundup that's sprayed out over our food supply, to stress. We see symptoms like gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation, skin rashes, autoimmune issues and allergies, mood disorders. So anxiety, depression, all of those types of issues are stemming from our imbalance in our gut.
And the thing about Just Thrive probiotic is you don't have to refrigerate it.
To be a probiotic, it needs to be alive in your intestines, not alive in the refrigerator. And most of those probiotics in the refrigerator actually don't make it to the intestines alive, which is the goal.
If we couple the Just Thrive probiotic and the Just Calm, what do we get?
We know the probiotic alone is helping with the leakiness of the gut and helping all other types of things in our with our overall health. But we know now when we add the Just Calm, it's helping with our mood.
Guys, Just Thrive is a game changer. If you're ready to take control of constipation, bloat, and stress and live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code HEALSQUAD. You won't regret it.
What's your thought on, you know, things like evil eye charms, or I've heard wearing black, I've heard wearing
crystals,
or you know, sometimes the black bracelets with the
those are protective, like onyx or
yes, onyx, yeah.
Those I don't know. I mean, I know Greek Greeks and, and people in Mediterranean cultures in general believe a lot in the evil eye. You know, I it just depends on what you believe in. If you believe in it, then it has power, you know, and you're, if you believe in the evil eye, wear any, you know, wear something to ward it off. Wear one of those evil eye repellent things or whatever else. But that doesn't mean that evil eyes it exists for you because you believe it. And it's an inherent part of your, you know, it's a generational kind of DNA thing, right? Like if you believe
it. I'll see Maria just gets these massive migraines or she can't even keep her eyes open. She's like, I think I haven't even lied.
Yeah, right.
And then someone in the family has to read some kind of prayer. And if they cry when they read the prayer, then Maria like had a really.
Okay, so she believes that and it's true, and right? For her, it's true.
It's fascinating. And I've seen her come right back out of it once the prayers are read or it's really interesting. I mean, for us, it's been real because I see she's like laid out, you know, so I can. Wow.
Yeah. And I'm not. And it is real. I mean, it is. I'm not saying it's real for everyone. Right. Like, I don't subscribe to that. But there are other I do think that I'm affected by the energy of others. Mm-hmm. And I do think I believe that I'm more powerful. My intentions for myself are more powerful than anyone else's intentions for me.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And that's something that I believe in every cell of my body. So I'm not affected by the evil eye because no darkness is stronger than my light.
Ooh.
Oh, dang. I like that.
I've been sleeping with my rose quartz recently.
Yeah, crystals are beautiful. Crystals, you have to keep cleaning them. Crystals are transmuters of energy.
Wait, you have to clean them?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because they absorb, they're like sponges. And so even better than rose quartz, actually the highest frequency crystal, I sneak these, I have these under my son's bed and under my husband's side of the bed. They don't know cause they would be like rolling their eyes at me or taking them away. But I have selenite under their bay. That's the highest frequency, but all of the, and rose quartz is really the frequency of love and open heartedness. So if that's something that you really want to cultivate in your life, it's also, I'm a big proponent, and they're extremely absorbent. I have had so many women with sexual trauma or even just, and I should give you one of these, Kelsey. Mm. I have this. I haven't started selling them yet, honestly, because I just can't deal with the distribution and fulfillment piece.
Yeah, right.
But I made for my clients these sexual healing kits that has a guided meditation, a rose quartz wand, bath salts, and a Palo Santo stick, and the candle. And it is... And you use the rose quartz wand in the bath because there is an energy, you know, every time you have sex, there is an energy exchange. And if you've had some toxic relationships or abusive relationships or heartbreaks, it's an amazingly healing process to release that energy. But with all of these crystals, the way you clean them is you put sea salt and water and you soak them in that overnight and or under a full moon.
Mm-hmm. And what will a selenite do as opposed to rose crystal? You said rose crystal is about love.
Rose quartz, yeah, it's more of like an open-hearted, healing, love-conducing, love-wound-healing crystal. And the other cool thing is that they'll often break when they've done all they need to do for you.
Whoa.
And then you have to bury them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But selenite is just of all the crystals, the highest frequency, and it is. And so when I, you know, I put it under my son's bed because he was struggling with anxiety and a lot of fears, and so I just wanted him to be bathed and surrounded by super high frequency energy.
And how often do you have to wash these?
I tend to try to do it like, I mean, it depends how much you're using it, right? Like if you're wearing that onyx bracelet 24/7, you know, do it more often. Or if I'm wearing like these crystals I'm wearing right now, this is just regular quartz and angel aura quartz, which is kind of psychic connection. So like if I've been wearing this on an airplane and to a huge conference and around tons of different energies, versus staying at home during the pandemic, I'm going to clean it more often than You know, it sort of depends on how much you're using it and how much other energy it's being exposed to.
I remember being given some, long time ago. And I just said, listen, I work very physical. You know, I was working in the carnival business. And I'm like, all we're doing is picking up stuff way too heavy for us human beings to be picking up and putting it down. But all right, I'll take them anyway. And I remember the very first day, they just shattered. They broke. And she was like, I've never even experienced that before. Well, I always was confused. What did that mean? Anything? Or did they?
Yeah, it took it. I took everything it could possibly take.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of darkness in the carny life. Yeah. You know, it is like a lot.
Oh, yeah. There was. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, every kind of crime and criminal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
And then the intensity and, you know, having to work against all of them, the people you working for were a different kind of criminal.
Yeah.
And so they're getting money out of them. Then the people working alongside you, your
and
coworkers.
And just everyone around you, yeah, just bathing in toxic, dark, dark entity energy.
Oof. Okay. Also, I don't want Dr. Laura to leave, but I know she has a heart out.
Okay. Well,
it makes me sad.
What time is it?
2:04. I know. We could talk for like hours with you.
There's so much in here. All right, so it's drlauraberman.com. And what is the title again of the new Ascension Syndrome book that we're excited about?
You're not crazy. You're just ascending. How to survive and thrive in this wild new world.
Wow.
That is so good.
It's so good.
If you get the book, you can pre-order the book. It's right there. The link is right there on the homepage of drlauraberman.com. But if you pre-order the book, when you get the book, you are also going to get all the meditations in the book guided by me. So audio of all the meditations and a video series of a ton of interviews I did with all sorts of fascinating experts on ascension.
Wow. What a steal.
Really?
It's a steal.
So
a steal.
Helpful. I'm so glad you did it. And I'm obviously so glad you visited us.
Well, thank you for inspiring me.
Well, always. And I'm going to continue to do so because we need you in this world.
Truly.
But Dr. Laura, is there any other advice you do have for the empaths? I know I kind of cut you off on that, but we were talking about, you know, you have your ritual in the morning where you bring in that light. And
I'm
that
grounding all day. I'm using
grounding
crystals.
All day. We're getting your feet into earth and nature.
Yes. And even just like doing that breath that I talked about where you're grounding light through you. If I'm going to go into a room with a lot of people, or maybe before you come back to LA, you're definitely putting a force field around yourself and you're constantly aware, like questioning. An empath has to constantly question, is this mine or someone else's? Right?
Wait, specify, please.
So all of a sudden you feel anxious. Your initial reaction is, oh, I must be anxious because there's this thing I have due or because something's not right in my marriage or, you know, something is wrong here, right? Okay, I'm feeling anxiety. Is this mine or is this someone else's? Let me run it through my heart. Is this mine? Yes or no? Right. And then if it's no, sometimes you'll be like, oh, yeah. Like I remember when I first helped my then 9th grader. Now he's 25. Understand he was an empath and he was like a severe empath. He kind of rolled his eyes at me and I didn't fight him on it. But I knew he got it when a few weeks later he came home and said, you know, today I was like at school and I was in a really good mood. And then all of a sudden I felt so angry. And I looked up and I noticed that there was a girl a few lockers down and I realized, oh, she must be angry. And because I'm not angry, it's her anger I'm feeling. And then it becomes a superpower, right? And not something that you're at the effect of. But you have to start question, if it's an empath, you have to constantly question your feelings. Are these mine or are these someone else?
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios.
Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
And when you know there's someone else's, maybe it doesn't feel as bad.
You're not attached to them. Oh, that's that. Okay, let me call in my angels, my guides, reconfigure my force field. That is not mine to hold. That is not, I mean, maybe if you're feeling Maria's anxiety, you can say, baby, you know, my youngest does this to me all the time. I'm not even aware that I'm anxious about something. And we'll be driving to school and he's like, are you upset about something?
Oh.
And my initial reaction is like, no, I'm fine. And then I'm like, oh, I was worrying about that deadline.
And he knew.
He knew because he can feel it.
Wow.
Yeah, I noticed, it's funny, this just this morning, it's about how the universe works. The house was empty, which is very rare because we always have everyone here. But I'm up early before everyone because the dogs. So, but they're fine. They really run me through the ringer as far as this one poops here, this one pees there.
They have all their personal agenda.
This one has to be, have to be hand fed. This one needs their food mixed. Like they really got me like, but we make it work. And yet I just feel like this really nice peace. And I realized, you know, all the people around me really,
are affecting
and
you.
Maria, now that you said this, it's her anxiety, of her massive anxieties, which have been greatly reduced working with you and Dr. Joe Dispenza. They've been greatly reduced, which has been such a help to me. But in me trying to heal myself physically, I've been saying, I just want to be alone.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm saying it, because it's all that energy. Maria's energy is big.
But
you know, Kelsey's
also,
energy is big, but Maria's energy is bigger. She's
but
older,
there's also,
she's, you know,
just psychologically, there's the part of you that is a little bit codependent, right?
A big time.
So you have to be, you not only have to build that force field and recognize that's hers and not yours, but you have to be okay with her not being okay.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
You just,
that's really hard.
Until you do that, that's your growth edge. That's your soul growth. Oh. That's your ascension homework. Like until you can do that, you are at the effect.
Maria's latte's on right. I'm like, okay, let me go.
Do it.
No, I'm telling you, I can fix it.
No.
Yeah. It's not yours. And you are actually doing her a disservice.
No, I know. I know.
Because her soul came here to learn about, and I'm speaking to myself as well as you. This is something
I
had to learn.
No, we're very much alike, you and I.
I had to learn that it is not only is it not my job to rescue people, you know, because my thing was, if I can fix it, why not fix it?
That's how I think.
Right? Like, I can fix it easier than they can fix it, so let me just fix it.
Everything, by the way, gets you, even physical things.
Yes.
I'm like, well, what the hell, I can.
Right.
You need
but
me to, like, knock the wall down.
It is not your job to fix it. And as soon as, and I had to realize that not only is it not my job, just because I can fix it doesn't mean I'm supposed to fix it. It's not my job to fix it. But actually, I'm doing a disservice to this person. I'm making them in handicap.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because
they came
here to learn to fix it for themselves. And when I take it away from them, not only am I not having faith in their ability to fix it, but I am taking away their soul growth and their opportunity to ascend and their opportunity to learn to fix it for themselves.
Amen.
I'm doing them a disservice. I'm hurting them by trying to fix it for them when it's not my job to fix.
I think I have hundreds of people out there with handicap plates.
Say it again. Yeah.
But
no wonder
that's
you're
amazing.
Freaking exhausted.
Yeah,
for
real. No. Kelsey knows.
For
yeah.
Real.
Yeah. It's about my choice. But this was, again, so eye opening. Our last session we did private was life changing.
Yeah. And really spend more time alone. If you can't set those boundaries, then just make sure you spend more time alone so you have some relief. Or you're gonna get sick.
I am sick.
Well, so you're gonna get sicker.
Sicker. Yeah.
You're not gonna get well.
Yeah.
Until
well, that's
you
what
really...
I've been saying, and I've been joking about it. Like, I just need to be alone, but I really do. I just want to be. I don't mind the dogs. Like I said,
we need
easy.
To make you a little he shed.
Yes.
Like, and put all kinds of crystals. I have that in every house I live in. I have my little room with all my crystals and all my things.
I freaking love it. Are you kidding me?
Honey.
Yeah. No, you go there for an hour a day. It's soundproof. There's no intercom.
Agreed. No cell phone upon entry.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is really so cute too, the way she does it. She's like, I can't help it. I need you. Yeah.
And then part of you loves it.
Oh, he loves it.
Of course.
And you know why you love it? Because you think if she needs you, she won't leave you.
That's right. Yeah, I guess with everybody. Well, that's it always feels good to feel. I like it. Always feels good to be needed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's maybe joke's over.
With Ascension, those old coping skills are not going to work.
No, it's not working anymore. Nothing.
You can't do it anymore.
All my old gold twos are not working anymore. Unfortunately.
So you're going to have no choice, but that's one of the curses and the beauty of Ascension is that you don't have a choice.
Well, I did the diet and I'm working on the grounding, but now there's other things that
now you need energetic boundaries.
Yep.
And literal boundaries.
Yeah. No, I do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's good stuff.
Dr. Laura, thank you so much. It's DrLauraBerman.com. You guys to go pick up her book on Ascension and listen to her podcast too. Yeah. Right?
Language of Love.
Language of Love. All right, you guys, we will we wrap up with the chat. Let me say goodbye to Dr. Laura right now.
Yeah,
okay,
Dr.
we'll
Laura.
Be right back. Okay, Kels.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I really need to do the energetic force field. I liked that a lot. I've heard that before, but I don't know. There's just a way that Dr. Laura speaks and presents information that I can digest it. And I'm like, oh, that's easy. Okay, I can do that.
I've heard it before too, but I think, yeah, waking up in the morning and and focusing on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think continuing to ask yourself if you are in a situation and you're anxious or you're angry or whatever.
Yeah, that was
like asking if it's you who is like that or if it's the people around you. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. The other thing that I thought was very surprising was that, but also not surprising, that Pooji and I are the same 7 wing 2 on the Enneagram test, because that's really rare. Like there's 9 types and you don't often hear of a 7 yet, like let alone a 7 wing 2
portion.
So 7s are enthusiasts. 2s are like helpers, are like caretakers.
Right. So, I think it said online that 9% of women who took the test out of 54,000 were type 7, which is pretty crazy.
It's low. Yeah.
I mean, well, again, it's not, because I feel like we're the same person.
That's true.
But it is still wild whenever we find this stuff.
The same, but different.
And Maria was a 3?
I don't know what Maria is. That's what Dr. Laura was guessing that she was.
Right.
But it's funny because, it makes sense, because Pooja and I will always talk. I feel like when I say something, she's like, yes, that's how I feel. And it's like, we see things in each other.
Well,
you're
both passionate about this show. So it shows that you have the same interests.
Mm-hmm.
But even like the way we think, the way that what we get anxious about and the way we kind of go about everything, our love lives, our regular lives, our family lives. It's really, really similar.
Yeah.
I think it's nice.
Yes.
I don't want you to be stressed, but.
No, it's great.
Yeah, I also thought, learning the love languages for yourself and for other people does really help you.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes you feel like, wait, but I made breakfast. I did all the cleaning. I did it. And for you, I think that would fall under somewhere between
acts
of service. And the other people's like,
well, I don't want that.
That doesn't.
I want a hug.
Right.
Yeah. 100%. And I love how she was saying to like, make your kids take it. I don't have kids, so I made my parents take it, because for me, mine is physical touch and quality time, but my mom hates physical touch. So I just want her to hug me. I'm like, Mom, why don't you love my hugs? She doesn't hate it, but that's just not her love language. So now I know what hers is. And so I can better like serve her and vice versa. And I think that Dr. Laura saying that she did that with her kids is just so cool. Instead of just forcing what you think they should love on them, knowing how they love and how they like to receive it can just only further and make a bond stronger, right?
Fuji, what's your love language?
Mine's definitely words of affirmation. I mean, I've taken the test, but I words of affirmation. And then quality time is my second. Actually, me and Kelsey just took a test the other day.
Mm-hmm. We did. I feel like yours is definitely acts of service.
Acts of service, probably.
And probably quality time. Or words of affirmation. You might have words
of
affirmation.
No, words of affirmation. I need that. Yeah. That's why I'm trying to give so much of it, I think, in myself as to others because I want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, we're all a work in progress, are we not?
Well, now, children, look, now we know that. Now we can give you now, words of affirmation.
We don't have to do this show anymore because Dr. Laura taught us everything.
She cured us all the world.
We're out.
She cured us all.
No, but this was really helpful. And I'm super excited for her book on Ascension Syndrome at drlauraberman.com.
Amazing.
All right, kids. Well, Kelsey, with that, what is the signature outro of Better Together? I don't remember.
It is be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.